Civilians do die in war, don't they? That's a sad, tragic fact. And you're not saying that was a deliberate target, those civilians, are you?
There is a clear program of state terror. This is the business which NATO is involved in Libya, in Afghanistan, and anywhere else it operates. It's state terrorism, pure and simple.
So what then, the future? You mentioned Afghanistan and indeed the future of Libya. Could you compare the two? And with Iraq, for example, are the same mistakes going to be made?
These are not mistakes. These are deliberate policy. These are deliberate strategies on part of Western governments and the rest of the world, especially the Arab world, would do well to recognize NATO for what it is. After Libya, Syria is next, Hezbollah and Lebanon next, and Palestine is coming up. That is why the Americans brokered a peace between the Palestinians and Israel through Egypt, because the last thing the West wants is this whole conflict to be focused on the real common enemies of the Arabs, which is the state of Israel and the Western governments backing it.
So you're saying that the West really wants to see the political turmoil, the violence that we've seen in Afghanistan and Iraq happening in Libya, and indeed will that happen, do you think?
Well, what's been clear in the last few days, and it's been admitted by the Daily Telegraph, that yesterday was planned all along for weeks by the NATO forces. So yes, they want to wrap up Libya, wrap it up nicely to present it as a successful test case to then roll on Syria. So it's all dependent on whether Gaddafi and his people can resist NATO here. Because if they can resist NATO in Libya, they won't be coming for Syria. And Gaddafi himself said in a speech just under a month ago that his resistance against NATO is defending Syria and Iran as well.
You talk of Gaddafi, what a fate awaits him? And indeed, who should determine that fate?
This has been the gross illegality of what's gone on in relation to Libya by NATO is unbelievable. Already the Libyan guy at the United Nations, Mr. Shalgam, has basically admitted in Arab press that he fooled people, and this whole thing has been an illegal affair, an operation protecting civilians, rubbish.